a great long-standing rivalry in ACAC men's hockey. The two best teams in the regular season. The Nate Ukes finished first place, winning 26 of 32 games. Sate was second, winning 25 of 32, only separated by 2 points. And they will do battle in the ACAC final starting tonight at Nate. Then Saturday, they're back in Calgary at Sate. And then Sunday, back in Edmonton if necessary. So a little bit of travel in between. Head coach of the Ukes, the defending champs, Serge Lajoie, joins us. Serge, how are you?
Good, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
I guess my first question, I know, and you're a former Bear, so you know this, in CIS, they have it where the team hosts all three games, so there's no travel, but on the second day, then the road team becomes, quote, the home team as far as last change. Was that ever talked about in ACAC to cut down on travel?
Yeah, no, actually, I was the guy that brought it up, and there wasn't much of an appetite for that.
Okay.
The other coaches seemed to think that finishing first, getting a bye in the quarters was enough of an incentive, but no, I'll continue to push for that. It was nice. Like, we played Keano, which is out of Fort Mac, last weekend in the semifinals, and we hosted, had it gone to three, all three, we finished it in two, but it was nice to be able to to limit the travel, and I think it's good for both teams. So I think we'll continue to revisit that format.
Now, did the reason you host all three there because of the distance between?
Absolutely, okay. And that's written in our in our operating code.
Yeah. Now, obviously, if it was Nate and McEwen, I could understand why you wouldn't want to have that because you're not really traveling anywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, okay, I get that. Talk about your season, your team. Not much to complain about. Defending champs, definitely be no hangover, but you got a bullseye on your back with Sate coming to town.
Well, and that's, it's been a good season. It's been, we've got a lot of depth. I was able to bring in some players that are dynamic players and can assert themselves offensively, and it was a good challenge for our coaching staff to make sure that we allowed them to be creative and gave them opportunities to show that creativity with the puck. So, it's been good that way. And in terms of having a bullseye, that's the way we wanted it, and we looked at it all year. I think our guys embraced that challenge and that pressure or perceived pressure, and it pushed us to to really pay attention to detail and use every opportunity, practices or game to continue to get better. So one of two things, you either let the pressure, take over and own you, or you use that to your advantage. And I think our guys did a good job of using that to propel them to have a good season.
Is this the third year you and Sate have met in the final in a row?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And just to correct
you. Yeah, I got it wrong. You won in 13 and then they won in 14, right?
Okay. Yeah, so... Yeah. We came into playoffs last year riding a long unbeaten streak, and then they beat us two straight. So I think this year, we suffered a couple losses to Augustana, and then that kind of allowed us to refocus. And it's tough to get a message through to the guys when, there's constantly 2 points being won game in and game out. So it was good for us to suffer those two consecutive losses to Augustana, refocus, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. Two good teams, and I believe our guys are ready.
John Dunbar has been your go-to guy offensively all year long, 65 points in 32 games in the regular season, almost 20 points ahead of everybody else on your team. So clearly he's kind of been your offensive catalyst. Serge, when you have a player like that who's clearly got that much offensive confidence as a coach, what do you expect, Sate? I know we're not in the days of Steve Kasper or Esa Tiikkanen where you just shadow a guy one-on-one, unfortunately, but do teams, what do they do to try to shut down your clearly most dangerous offensive player?
Well, I would expect them to try to, on the road, to get a matchup with their key defenseman against John. What makes John so dynamic and special is his ability to play in traffic and not shy away from the tough areas, but also pick his spots. And, I've been able to spot John in on various lines. The luxury that I have is whether it's John's line or Scott Fellmeyer's line or Kevin Carthy, we've got three lines that, If they're able to shut down one line, we've had other lines that are able to come up with, creating some good scoring chances. So it's very tough to match up. It's a game that I haven't had to get into to try to hide John. or any other of our other offensive players. So very fortunate that way. It's going to be very tough for them to key on a matchup. But we have the luxury of the last change tonight, and maybe try to give our offensive players a few more offensive zone starts and go from there.
Now, you haven't met Sate since late in January when you spanked him. I think you won that first game 10-1 against them, and then 6-3 the second game. So obviously your team feels confidence. Why is it a good matchup for you based on how you played against them earlier this year?
Well, I think what we like about Sate, it's always a challenge. You know that you have to play the game the right way. You get nothing for free. They're a tough team to play against, it's a battle. So it comes down to resiliency and determination. You know, the grit factor really comes into play. But I think the quiet confidence that we have within our locker room is that if no one looks at anybody else to do it, they all take pride in wanting to be the key contributors. But we know that if one line isn't quite clicking one night, we have another line that can step in. So, it speaks to the depth of our team and, our ability to create a lot of scoring chances.
Serge Lozois, head coach of the Nate Dukes, joins me. They take on Sate. Game one tonight at the Nate Arena. Game two goes in Calgary on Saturday, and game three if necessary. A 6:30 start. Just curious, why the half an hour earlier start on Sunday?
I'm not quite sure. It might have to do with a rental group afterwards.
Okay.
To kind of get the game in on time to be able to not knock off that and bump back that rental group. But I think that's the only reason that we bring it in or bump it up a half hour earlier.
Okay. On another note, we've seen Mount Royal, who used to be in the ACAC, move over to to men's hockey and CIS, and have become a very competitive team very quickly. I think it's harder now. You know, there's chance Grant McEwen, of course, in a few years when they get their hockey rink, they likely will be applying for CIS. Where does that leave your program? You and Sate have, been pretty good in a long time. Has there ever been any talk of allowing certain programs to play there? Do you think that would ever happen, being a former alumni at the U of A?
I believe there has been talks. There haven't been in the last couple of years. I haven't been involved in any. I know that for Sate and Nate, back when Ken Babby was still involved, off the side, off the record type of conversations, there definitely would be an appetite for that. For us, I know that we like to measure, where we're at by competing against CIS teams in non-conference or exhibition play. And this year we had the chance to go to the States and play University of Minnesota and University of Nebraska Omaha. So we challenge our guys and our program through our exhibition schedule. But definitely, I would really like to see and to have the opportunity to get into that the Canada West. But it's definitely not as as easy as just talking about it and getting it done.
Yeah, obviously it's much harder. I'm not sure it would ever happen, but
It would be nice though. Yeah. Really would enjoy that.
Oh, I'm sure. How does now that you've got Nate back on top, because Nate kind of went through a little bit of a drought for a while for their program in not winning. How has that changed it since you first came in till now as far as recruiting?
Well, always being in a in a position to compete for a championship just helps with recruiting. The first couple of years was really going out there and being selective in terms of the kind of people and players we wanted to bring into the program. Now we have some of those types of people with the character we want seeking us out. So it's been very helpful to have the success that we had. Now our players that we have in the program help with the recruiting. They seek some of their friends out that if they played in the past that know that would be a good fit for us. It helps us when we continue to bring in these strong players and strong people, helps us keep our standard of excellence where it's at. And very proud of what we've accomplished, but it's getting more and more competitive out there because there's a lot of good programs in ACAC and there's a lot of options out there. So it's not a matter of just sitting back and having these players contact us. We're still very active in the, obviously locally in the AGHL, but we go look at players at the BC League, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and we're continually trying to get our name out there and let players know that it's a viable option and a good environment to continue to grow as a player, but also as a person.
Well, Serge, continued success with the program, and here's hoping to get your second championship in 3 years.
Thank you very much, Jason.